ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we read from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, text 7. Karpanya,
Karpanya,
Doshapahata,
Svabhava,
Prichami, Tvam, Dharma, Samudha, Chetaha, Yaj, Shreyaha, Syan, Nishchitam, Bruhi, Tan me shishyas te aham shati mam tvam prapanam karpanya doshapahata svabhava karpanya doshapahata svabhava Prichami tvam dharma samudha chetaha. Prichami tvam dharma samudha chetaha. Yachtraya syanishtitam brohitame. Yachraya syanishchitam bruhitanme Shishyaste ham shadimam tvam prapanam Shishyaste ham shadimam tvam prapanam Karpanya doshopahata svabhava Prichami tvam dharma samudha chetaha Yachraya syanishtitam bruhitanme Shishastehaṁ śādhimāṁ tvāṁ prapanāṁ Karpanya dosho pahata svabhāvaha Prichāmi tvāṁ dharma samudha chetaha Yachraya syanishtitam brohitame Shishyasteham shatimam tvam prapanam Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava I don't take book. Everyone has a book. Prichami tvam dharma samudha chetaha. Yachraya syanishchitam bruhitane. Shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapanam. Dosho pahata svabhava Prichami tvam dharma samudha chetaha Yasyam siyam nisitram bhuhitani
Tamshaya shanishchitam bruhitane. Shishyaste ham shadimam tvam prapanam.
Try the last one again. Shishya, the shishya, shishyas, and shadi, mam, and tvam, and then prapanam. Read it again, the last line. You, repeat. Shish, shish, shish.
Shishyasti deham shadimam tvapanam. Karpanya dosho pahatas vabhava. Prichami tam dharma samudha chetaha. Achreyasya nishtitam bruhitame. Shishyaste han shadimam tvam prapanam.
Karpanya. Of miserliness.
Dosha.
By the weakness.
Upahata.
Being afflicted.
Svabhava.
Characteristics.
Prichami.
I'm asking.
Tvam.
Unto you.
Dharma.
Religion.
Samudha.
Bewildered.
Chetaha.
In heart.
Yat.
Vat.
Shreya.
All good.
Syat.
Maybe.
Shishchitam.
Confidentially.
Bruhi.
Tell.
Tat.
Me.
Unto me.
Shishya.
Disciple.
Te.
Your.
Aham.
I am.
Shadi.
Just instruct.
That's one more, huh?
Shadi, Justin.
Here, it's on the other side here.
Mom.
Me.
It's
almost saves it.
Me.
Tvam.
Unto you.
Prapanam.
Surrendered.
Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
So,
now Arjuna is telling to Krishna, now I'm confused about my duty and I have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I'm asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I'm your disciple and the soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
Purport.
By nature's own way, the complete system of material activities is a source of perplexity for everyone. In every step there is perplexity, and therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life. All Vedic literatures advise us to approach bona fide spiritual master to get freed from the perplexities of life, which happen without our desire. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. Similarly, the world situation is such that perplexities of life automatically appear without our wanting such confusion. No one wants fire, and yet it takes place and we become perplexed. The Vedic wisdom therefore advises that in order to solve the perplexities of life and to understand the science of the solution, one must approach the spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession. A person With a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. One should not, therefore, remain in material perplexities, but should approach a spiritual master. This is the purport of this verse. Who is the man in material perplexities? It is he who does not understand the problems of life. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the perplexed man is described as follows. Yova etat aksharam gargi avit vasmal lokat praiti sa kripanaha. He is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human and who thus quits this world like the cats and dogs without understanding the signs of self-realization. This human form of life is a most valuable asset for the living entity who can utilize it for solving the problems of life. Therefore, one who does not utilize the opportunity properly is a miser. On the other hand, there is the Brahmana, or he who is intelligent enough to utilize his body to solve all the problems of life. That is stated further in the Upanishad. Yat etat aksharam gargi vidit vasmal lokat brahiti na brahmana, asa brahmana. The kripanas, or miserly persons, waste their time in being overly affectionate for family, society, country, etc., in the material conception of life. One is often attached to family life, namely to wife, children, and other members, on the basis of skin disease. The kripana thinks that he is able to protect his family members from death. Or the kripana thinks that his family or society can save him from the verge of death. Such family attachment can be found even in the lower animals who take care of children also. Being intelligent, Arjuna could understand that his affection for family members and his wish to protect them from death were the causes of his perplexities. Although he could understand that his duty to fight was awaiting him, still, on account of miserly weakness, he could not discharge the duties. He is therefore asking Lord Krishna, the Supreme Spiritual Master, to make a definite solution. He offers himself to Krishna as a disciple. He wants to stop friendly talks. Talks between the master and the disciple are serious, and now Arjuna wants to talk very seriously before the recognized spiritual master. Krishna is therefore the original spiritual master of the science of Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna is the first disciple for understanding the Gita. How Arjuna understands the Bhagavad Gita is stated in the Gita itself, and yet foolish mundane scholars explain that one need not submit to Krishna as a person, but to the unborn within Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna's within and without. And one who has no sense of this understanding is the greatest fool in trying to understand Bhagavad Gita. Karpanya dosha bahata svabhava Pricha mitvam dharma samuda chetaha Yashrayasya nishtitam bruhitan me Shishyasteham shatimam tvam prapanam. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and the soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. Omagya timranyasya kananchana salakyam chakshurun militam yena tasma shi gurave namaha Vandesi Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditao Gaudadaya Pushpavanto Chitra Chanto Tamaunadao
He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhya Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So here, this... It's a turning point of the Gita. Up to this point, Arjuna, he had a friendly relationship with Krishna. Krishna and Arjuna are eternal friends. In the spiritual world, and also when they come to the material world, they always have a mood of friendship. So friendship is not only in the material world, friendship is also in the spiritual world going on. All relationships what we know in this material world are also maintained and are going on in the spiritual world, in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because God is always a person. He's not an in-person or some voidness or some light. Only. That is only his emanation, his energy. But behind the energy is the person, personality of Godhead. And God is, personality of Godhead is never alone. He is always associated with his associates, with his devotees, who are either his friends, his lovers, like the gopis, or the queens in Dwaraka. Not only one, 16,108, as we know. So he's capable to maintain and to, I would say, to take care for many, many thousands and even millions of queens and associates. Krishna is the center, and everyone is the servant of Krishna. That's the original position, actually, of every living entity. In the spiritual world, all the living entities eternally serve the Lord there according to their relationships, according to their love and affection they have towards the Supreme Lovable Person. But here in the material world, we have forgotten the Lord because we want to be God ourselves. God ourselves means not necessarily that I am God, but to imitate him in his enjoying spirit. That means the thought, you know, I'm the enjoyer, and this world is just made for my enjoyment. This is a Purusha spirit, but there's actually only one Purusha, and he's the Supreme Lord, technically, or... it is only one Purusha. He's Purushottama, he's the Supreme Purusha. And everyone else is his servant. He's subordinated to him. But the subordination towards the Lord is not recognized by the many conditioned souls because they want to be independent. They want to be master. They want to be the enjoyers. They want to be the doers. And therefore there is the material world, where there is a field, where the independent living entity can use his tendency and try to enjoy. And in this mood he thinks, I'm the doer, I'm the enjoyer, I'm the actor here. But there is a need of God. So Arjuna, he was put, although he's an eternal associate of the Lord, he's liberated. He's always in proper knowledge or awareness of the position of the Lord and his position as his eternal servant and associate. So he's always liberated.
for the purpose that the Bhagavad Gita could be spoken, Arjuna was put in a kind of an illusion, as we know. This illusion is not the same as we are in it. In the material world, everyone is in illusion, in Maya. Maya means an illusion of bewilderment because of long time being in contact with the material nature, try to exploiting the material nature, but is actually not the purpose of life, to exploit the material nature. Therefore, the material nature gives us troubles, gives us any difficulties or miseries. And this brings the living entities to certain perplexities, as Prabhupada was pointing out. Perplexity, confusion. That means confusion or perplexity means I don't know further anymore on my own. I'm finished. So what to do? That is the perplexity of a conditioned soul. But now there's different. Not everyone is intelligent like Arjuna, seeking shelter in his friend Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Guru. So many, they try to either help themselves by intoxication, by consulting with different psychologists and doctors and experts who maybe can bring him out of perplexity, of this material confusion or tabernacle of material existence. But ultimately, nobody can help. And also the family members cannot help you because they are in the same perplexity, more or less. There's no friends, no wife, no husband, no grandfather, no grandmother, or teacher, or president of a country who can help. Because they're all considered, as Bhagavatam says, fallible soldier. Sainishu asatsu api. Because they're asat. Asat means they all consider themselves the enjoyers. Enjoyers of what? Of the temporary, of the body. Of that what has actually no existence. And everything what is created in this material world has a beginning and an end. And therefore people or personalities who consider themselves, this body is myself, and somebody is, who is related with me is my kinsman or my family man, family person, and therefore they are dear to me, and everyone else is a stranger. They're not connected with me, therefore they're a stranger. I can ignore them. I don't have to take care for them or even see enemy with certain people or nations because of a different interest. And this is a selfish mentality. This is actually a Kripana mentality. And because of the Kripana mentality, we are in this material world. We are all Kripana. Kripana means miser. German, Geizhals. Ein geiziger Hals. That means he's a miser. He has something to give. Like a millionaire. There's so many millionaires, they have so plenty amount of money, but many of them, they're great, great misers. They cannot give enough for others in charity. They want to keep everything for themselves and to increase it. And they only invest in such persons or in such places where they know how my money can increase or will increase. I will not give it to the needy or to the poor people. Or for some nice project in the world where other people can get benefit. Of course, there's also others who can do that, but there's also another Kripana mentality. Even if they're doing it, they're doing it for their own self-aggrandizement. How charitable, how nice they are. And many of them, because they have so much amount of money, they do charity that they don't have to pay so much taxes. That's also another Kripana mentality. Therefore, it's always Kripana. So in this material world, everyone is more or less all Kripana, miser. So Arjuna, he considered himself also a Kripana, because we have to understand the position of Arjuna to understand why he considered himself a Kripana. He was honest to himself. He was he could analyze himself in this position, because he realized, actually I'm a Kripana because I have so much facility. I have a nice birth in the Kuru family. I have nice brothers. I have wonderful mother, Kunti, my four brothers. We have so many relatives. I have so many wonderful skills. He was the as a kshatriya, as a war man. So he was a wonderful archer. So he had the best bow, the Gandiva bow, made many wonderful divine astral arrows and skiver. How we say skiv? This where you put the arrows in it. Skiver, skiver, quiver, the quiver. Two of them he had, with inexhaustible arrows they supplied. So he was the best in the school, in the martial arts school on the Drona, because day and night he learned, and he became in how to become the best of the archers, and he was very wonderful, very qualified, and he fought on many battlefields, and not necessarily to kill people or to blow everyone up, but because there was a time where there was need, for the protection of the citizens and for the and so on. So he had the quality of a kshatriya. So there's Varnasham Dharma. Dharma in this sense, Prabhupada is translating it as religion. But religion is defined in two ways. It's a transcendental religion, to surrender to Krishna, to love God. This is transcendental, very secret information of religious scriptures. But the same religious scriptures, they have also so many duties, so many rituals, so many activities and duties in the society for every person according to their qualities or nature to perform. And this is called Svadharma. This is called my religious or my duty, religious duty according to my nature. And Arjuna had a warrior nature. He was a kshatriya. He was born in a royal dynasty. So as you know, there are four castes. The brahmanas, they are the intellectuals, the priestly class, the teachers, then all the scriptures. And then there are the kshatriyas, they are the administrative class, or also princes and kings, they belong to that class. And then there are the Vaishyas, the money makers. Those were taking care for money, bankers, or also farmers, and also cow protectors. Vaishyas, they have different kinds of duties. And then there are Shudras, those who are assisting, who are workers, who are helping, assisting these different classes. So according to our varna we have, then we should act in such a way. And this will satisfy you. Krishna tells later on in the Gita, one should never act according to another person's duty. Ignoring your own duty and think the other man's duty is more sympathetic to me, is more applying to me. And therefore, I'm imitating them how to work like them. But because it is not your nature and you are not really can give you in this occupation, then when problems are arising in this occupation, then you're in trouble. You cannot go further. And then you become frustrated and then give it up. But if one acts according to one's own nature, in a certain occupation, and especially if this occupation is under proper guidance of teachers and family members who are also have this kind of profession, then there is always help. And because you have a nature like that, your nature itself will help you to make progress in your duty, in your profession. But now, Arjuna, although he had his profession, his natural profession as a kshatriya, he decided to give it up. He wanted to recline it, to recline from the battle. Because he thought, all my family members are on the opposite side, I have to fight against them. And teachers, superiors, grandfather Bhishma, Drona, who is a teacher, their brothers, cousins, uncles, so many he knew. So he told to Krishna, I cannot take part in this war. Sorry. Sin will overcome us to fight against our relatives and superiors. So therefore he declined. He smashed his Gandiva bow to the ground. And he hanged his head and he cried. Overpowered by his compassion. And then he told Krishna, Govinda, sorry, I cannot take part in this battle. Let them have this kingdom, our enemies. Let them have the kingdom. And I will become a beggar. I prefer to maintain myself by begging than to perform my profession as a warrior now, to perform my duty. Of course, many persons that have sympathy at this point with Arjuna, because battle is never wanted. Nobody likes to have war. But sometimes war is unavoidable, so it appears on his own accord because of friction. Like Prabhupada is pointing out with the forest fire. Sometimes forest fire is not man-made. Comes from higher nature or by the nature of friction of trees in the hot season. And then fire emanates. Therefore the war is sometimes or the different catastrophes and difficulties in the world are unavoidable, so they will appear. And then the persons who are in charge for this kind of field, they have to be responsible, they have to go in action and perform their duty. They cannot say, so now I cannot take part in that. Better I retire and I will become a beggar. But then Krishna Krishna was not satisfied with him. He told, this is not a good mentality to withdraw yourself from the war and become a beggar. Because you should not think that that if you become a beggar, your enemies will just leave you in peace. First of all, they will laugh about you, they will ridicule you, they will speak ill about you, that you are a renegade, that you are somebody who was afraid on the battle, a coward, you are a coward, somebody who runs away from the battlefield. And what is more worse for a kshatriya like you? If somebody speaks bad about you, it's worse than that. So they will never let you in peace. First, they will kill you by words, or they will even kill you physically or socially, because you're nobody for them anymore. And this is very disgraceful for you. And therefore, you should not become overpowered by this pretty weakness of the heart, out of miserliness. Therefore, you should become strong, come to yourself, understand who you are, and fight. So Krishna wanted to help him. And then Arjuna, with his intelligence, he couldn't understand. I'm perplexed. I don't know anymore what is good. Although he brought what is right, what is good, what is wrong. Although he brought up before many nice reasons from Shastra, but mostly based on Dharma Shastra and Artha Shastra, who are inferior to the spiritual knowledge given by the Lord. And that is what actually the Lord wanted to give. The Lord wanted to give on the battlefield, before the battle of Kurukshetra, the knowledge of Jnana Shastra. That means the knowledge about the soul. What is material, what is temporary, what is eternal, what is spirit, what is duty, what is not duty. How we should act, how we should not act for our benefit, eternal benefit. Not small benefit, small-term benefit. Because Krishna always thinks in terms of Shreya. So there are two kinds of benefit. The benefit of Praya, and the benefit of what will be attained by Shreyas. Praya means that what gives immediate result. So some activities what we perform maybe gives immediate result, but this is maybe not beneficial for us ultimately, because we only do something in what pleases the senses. And later on it maybe leads to suffering. So what actually Krishna wanted to bring Arjuna to the point of Shreya, accepting Shreyas, the higher goal. The higher goal. If somebody is in diseased condition, we cannot give him sweets. We cannot give him something that is ruining his health. So we have to give him a medicine, even though it is bitter. Because on the Shreya's platform, to attain the goal, the higher goal, to become cured, it is better than to eat sweets to please your senses and then get more sick, more diseased. So therefore Arjuna, he understood himself that I'm now in perplexed situation, I'm in confused, I don't know further how to advance and how to go on in this situation. I'm stuck, I'm in Sackgasse. I would say in a road where there is no more, you cannot go further. How we say this in English? Dead end. Dead end. Dead end. Sackgasse. So you cannot go further. So at that point, therefore, Arjuna, he took shelter in Krishna. Not as friend anymore, although Krishna and Arjuna were friends. But as a disciple, and seeing to the teacher, we cannot be just on a friendly platform. So you have to see him as master, and I'm as ignorant, as foolish, not knowing. And this is the position a disciple has to the spiritual master. The spiritual master, he knows the truth,
because he has realized the truth, he has seen the truth, and he can apply or teach the disciple who is dedicated to him that truth, the same truth, so that he can become enlightened in that knowledge and get inspiration how to make further steps in life, in practical. So the Spiritual Master's knowledge is transcendental knowledge. It is coming from Krishna. Krishna is the original Spiritual Master. And every Spiritual Master or every Vaishnava or devotee who represents Krishna's words is acting as Spiritual Master. He becomes empowered by Krishna. So a Spiritual Master is not somebody who claims, I'm Guru, I'm Spiritual Master, on his own. So he has to represent. He cannot speculate. He just repeats that what Krishna says. So the original Spiritual Master, the original spiritual knowledge is given by Krishna, it's given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore the Vedas and also the Bhagavad Gita and the Puranas, they're not man-made. They're aparusheya. They're coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not a material personality. And the Lord is all-knowledgeable. He knows everything. And those who know Krishna, they also know everything. But what does this mean, this phrase? Krishna gives him all knowledge that he knows everything. That means he will know everything what he has to know to execute his duty. It's not that he has to know everything like Krishna himself, because that only Krishna can do. We have not the capacity to know everything, and it's also no need to know everything. We only need to know that. What is necessary for our life, for our advancement in spiritual life. This knowledge we need. And that we can only get by submission, by submissive attitude, surrender. This is called prapanam or sharanagati. Prapanam. So Arjuna, he surrendered himself to Krishna, to the supreme authority, and he put himself in the position as shishya. Shishya comes from the root shash. It's a Sanskrit root, verbal root, dhatu, shash dhatu. So that means shash actually means shastra. But there are two kinds of shastra. Shastra with the long A is called shastra. And if one speaks about shastra, then it is scripture. And if it is shastra with short A, shastra, then it is weapon. So every living entity, ultimately we have to submit ourselves either by shastra or shastra. We regulate ourselves either by scriptures, the knowledge given by the scriptures, or then the argumentum ad baculum, and that means with the danda, with the weapon, punishment. That is the two kinds of shash. But here Krishna and Arjuna, because they have the relationship of guru and disciple. Arjuna is approaching Krishna now. I'm now your disciple. Please instruct me. I'm your shishya. Give me now this knowledge of shastra. Give me this knowledge of scriptures. This I would like to know. What is your conclusion? Because you are all knowable. You know the scriptures. And you know what is the best to do in this perplexed, in this confused situation. So please help me. I'm subordinate myself to you. You are my authority, and whatever you tell me, I will accept. This is Guru-Shishya relationship. That means a disciple should always accept that what Guru is saying as the absolute truth and apply it in his own life. He cannot challenge it. Although Prabhupada told in the beginning, we can challenge, we can bring up arguments, we can bring up doubt, like Arjuna also did. That's a doubt is a sign of intelligence, but ultimately we have to surrender and accept the words of the Lord as they are without any doubt. Because like a medicine from a doctor, we have to accept it and apply it in our life, and then it will help. It can cure us, it can treat us, that we can become healthy again. So in the same way, the Guru is our well-wisher, and he gives us the proper medicine, the proper knowledge. And if we follow that knowledge, then our life will become perfect. We will get intelligence. Therefore, scriptures or Upanishads say, those who have simultaneously faith in Guru and Krishna, yasya deve parabhaktir, yata deve yata gurau, then all the secrets of Vedic knowledge will become revealed to him. Will become everything clear. So it's not only that we have faith in Guru, also faith in Krishna. And not only faith in Krishna, no faith in Guru. So we have to go on both lines. We have to hear from scripture, from Krishna directly, like Bhagavad Gita. And we have to hear about the devotees who have realization of that Krishna who spoke these words, about their instructions. And the instruction of Krishna and the devotee who realize Krishna is the same. They're not in conflict. They're not in contradiction. They're the same. And therefore we have a parallel line. We're on a parallel track. Because if we want to make progress in spiritual life, we have to go on two tracks, not only on one. So that means we have the Guru, Krishna and Guru. And if we accepting this authority, having faith in Guru and Krishna, and not excluding the one or the other, only now Guru or only Krishna, no, we need both. Because without Guru, we have no Krishna, and without Krishna, we have no Guru. Right? Yasya, what is the verse? The last one from Guru Vastakam. Yasya prasada bhagava prasado. Yasya prasadana gadika topi. By the mercy of Krishna we get Guru, and by the mercy of Guru we get Krishna. Therefore we have to respect the Guru three times a day, three sandhyam, vande Guru sicharanaravindam. So, by mercy of Krishna, he reveals Guru. Guru is a tattva. Guru is not just one person. The original Guru is Krishna. Balaram, Nityanandaram, they're the original Gurus. They're the same authority, supreme absolute truth. And only by their revelation, we can know actually who is Guru. Then we can know what is Shastra, what is the knowledge, what is the goal, what is the process to that goal that is revealed by Guru. So Guru is not somebody who claims himself Guru on his own. Prabhupada tells an example, like you make a dog king. So if you make a dog a king, he will not act as a king. He will still lick on the people on the people's shoes and sniff around, you know. So he will not change his mentality. Or another example, a cobbler, shoemaker. He cannot make a king. One time they made a shoemaker, a cobbler, a king. And then what he decided, he made a new law. From now on, all the money should be made of leather. Because that was his field, that what he knew, his profession, you know, is to make shoes from leather. So he told all the money should be made of leather now. So guru is not somebody who has bad habits, or who has his own way of nature of habit, but he accepted the Lord in the heart. Actually, the Lord is in the heart. He's the original guru, Chaita guru. So therefore, guru acts either from the heart or from outside, by the acharya or by spiritual master. Now Arjuna, he had a special good fortune, you know, because the guru in the heart became also outside his guru and taught him the spiritual knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, timeless Bhagavad Gita. So therefore Krishna is the supreme authority of Vedic knowledge and also of the Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna is the first disciple of the Gita who should hear it, who could apply it. And if we follow Arjuna, everyone who follows Arjuna, how he received that knowledge faithfully, without adding something, without distracting something, he can become like Arjuna, strong in spiritual knowledge, and will perform his duty peerless, without mistake. The Lord will guide him from inside, from outside, with knowledge, and from inside through inspiration to go in the proper direction. So that's the purpose of this verse. That's the purpose of Guru Shishya, to accept the Guru. Prabhupada mentioned Guru is not just something that is a fashion, but we should choose out of fashion. It is a sincere thing. That means we have to be sincere. We have to be sober. Not kripana. Kripana means miser. And miserly persons, they only want to enjoy. They want to enjoy on all costs. And therefore they become mad after sense gratification. But on that platform, we cannot become shishya, we cannot become disciple. We have to become sober. We have to become clear in our understanding. And this is also Krishna's mercy. Even to choose spiritual master, to choose to take shelter, that I need help, that's mercy. Because so many, they don't see that we need help and I have to take shelter. They take shelter in the fallible soldiers, in the temporary, in that what actually will not help you. They cannot even help themselves. But if we take shelter in Krishna, or in Krishna's Guru Parampara, then this is intelligence given by Krishna. That way is revealed by Krishna. Tesham satata yuktanam pachatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenam amupayantite. Like Krishna says, those who are engaged in devotional service, I give them the intelligence how they can come to me. And from within, tesham evona kampata mahamma jnana chamtama nashayami atma bhavasto jnana tibena pasvata. From within, I will enlighten him. I will remove the darkness of ignorance and give him this transcendental knowledge. And not small term knowledge, shraya, the ultimate long term knowledge to attain the supreme goal of life. And Lord Chaitanya, quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, a sloka spoken by Krishna, he told, what is the verse? Prana artha diya vachas shreya acharanam sada. That means the human form of life is very rarely attained. Therefore, one should use this human body to help the embodied souls, the contemporaries, the embodied souls, by enlightening them in the Shreyas, Shreya Gatim. That means to attain the highest goal of life, love to Krishna. And for that purpose, we should use our intelligence, buddhi, dhyā, prana, the life air, or our energy, our body, prana, artha, our achievements, money, quality, dhyā, vācā, and our words. Prana, artha, dhyā, vācā, śraya, acāraṇam sadā. So this is the duty of a human form of life. And the human form of life is a perfect boat to conquer the ocean of birth and death. The material world is like an ocean. But to cross over the ocean, we need a suitable boat. So we need a human body. And even if you have a suitable, a very good boat, so you need a captain. You need a captain, you need a spiritual master. And even if you have the spiritual master who is the captain on the boat in your body, who will guide you to cross over the ocean of birth and death, we need a favorable wind. Favorable wind. And this favorable wind is the knowledge given by Krishna. Krishna's knowledge is the favorable wind, who is bringing the boat over to the other side of birth and death. That means the embodied soul can attain the Paramdhamma, the Parampadam, the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, is there any question maybe?
Yes. I would like to ask, you mentioned that we have to follow our duty, and sometimes we think about others' duty, they are more sympathetic or more attractive to us. And actually, what is the way, if we are not sure how to examine what is our duty really, material and spiritual, how to understand it properly and how to...
Yeah, for that you have spiritual master, and you should, therefore spiritual master and disciple, they should know each other. The guru should learn who is the... What is the disciple's nature? They should associate with each other, know each other for minimum 1 year, or even longer, so that the guru can know what is the disciple's nature, and then he can engage that disciple in the proper occupation or proper service. He can help him. So it's not just a formula. A blind formula, so it's individual for everyone. To how what kind of occupation or duty you have. In the beginning, everyone tries as brahmachari, we try as book distributors, and then with the time, maybe some quality will appear that you're. You like to have family, you like to have a certain service, other, in devotional service. And also for maintaining yourself according to your nature. And then that will make you happy. Like you have a teacher mentality or quality. But if you only have to go out and distribute something, and not actually perform your quality as a teacher, then that will not really make you happy. Or go and take care of a cows or agriculture field to cultivate some plants there. Maybe also nice, but it's not your nature. So your nature is teacher, so you should try to find out a way how you can teach somebody. That makes you happy, even if it is imperfect. even if it is not fully full engagement, but at least some kind of engagement I can do in my life with my capacity to teach. And others, they have more quality, you know, to work or to farming, you know, gardening, something. Somebody more in administrative way. So in this way, everyone can find somehow or other some kind of occupation. Therefore, Prabhupada, he created this ISKCON to give everyone an opportunity for seva. It's a field, an institution where devotees can come together, or candidates who want to learn how to serve Krishna. And under the guidance of devotees in the society, we learn how to be differently engaged. In the beginning, maybe we don't know exactly what is your nature. It's maybe not completely clear. Practicing devotional service, the quality become more and more manifest. And then you can engage it in Krishna service. And the quality sometimes becomes so strongly manifest that you didn't even recognize it before. So therefore, even those who have problems to find out what is my occupation, they will find it out if you become a devotee. What actually is my quality and how I can engage it in Krishna service. And also for the service and benefit of others, of course. Because everything what is beneficial for Krishna is ultimately also beneficial for everyone in creation. And for a devotee, is well-wishing to everyone, ultimately. Another one? Question?
Yes, actually, it seems that...
It's good. Bhakti Granta is here, so he has always good questions.
In my small understanding, I saw that we who grew up in communist countries, that was one leader and one authority, was more easy to accept one guru and to follow one process. But nowadays there is so much information from all the sides, so many possibilities, and it seems that people are more confused than before. And for them to accept a guru, one person, it seems it's more difficult than before. I have seen in our region that I'm living in our countries that not so many people are joining it like before. Mm. So what is the way to present them the Vedic knowledge and the importance of guru today? How to do it properly?
Yeah, Prabhupada told her there should be many gurus, there's no problem, you know, even thousands of gurus, and there's no problem. And even in your time, when you were growing up, you know, you had not only one guru, you have several gurus, but that may be more or less the same mood.
Yes.
That you want to say, not?
Yes, exactly.
So it was a combined teamwork, and everyone was somehow or other cooperating together to spread this kind of mood. No? But nowadays you have more individual gurus coming who don't even know themselves, each other so much. No? And everyone is preaching their own way of what they realized and what they want to spread. What you mean, yeah?
That also, yes.
No. Yeah, my opinion is that's all right. You can listen to them, you know, but you know what your guru is telling, and ultimately what Prabhupada told, because Prabhupada is Shiksha Guru for everyone in ISKCON. So he's our supreme guru. So therefore, with your intelligence, we have to learn how to accept, you know, and not become confused by following that what your guru or what Prabhupada are telling you. Then you will not become confused. No? And that others are not want to join nowadays, I don't know if it is because of that. There's also maybe other factors. So, but that's too much topic for this evening to speak.